So we need to call the Personnel Committee to order, please. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 6:37, 6:38, I guess. If we could have a motion to adopt the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
Does that need a vote?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to the minutes from the March 17th meeting, please.
I'll make a motion.
To approve? Mm-hmm. Can we have a second? Thank you.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, number four is the personnel policy updates. And I will direct you to page 7 because it's such, I'm assuming Nicole did it. It's such a good summary of pages and pages of things. I read the pages, but this is way better.
Very good.
So, yes. Is there any discussion about these policy updates? I'm assuming we can probably approve all of them at once.
I think these were very well done, all with the contracts and things that went through. Just well done. So I will make a motion to approve.
I have one question. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Just going from extended sick leave bank, from coming back when you're after you've used it and you come back to 10, it looked like you could come back to 10 days of PTO, but now you have to exhaust it. Was there a reason for that? Was it because the state was implementing extended
medical
leave time?
So correct. In our other policies, when I changed them earlier, I missed this one, and we moved all of those from being able to hold 10 days to that you have to exhaust. If you were not on paid leave, you've got to exhaust it, so it just makes everything match.
Okay. My other question is when you have an employee that comes back and say a hypothetical sick child, sick employee, they have zero PTO, do they take that unpaid then if they want a day off, if they exhausted all of that?
They would have to, yeah.
Okay.
Basically forfeit. We try not to call it working without pay anymore. They're basically forfeiting those hours. And there aren't a lot of employees that have the extended sick leave bank, and there's some very specific nuances about when you can use it, so this doesn't actually affect very many people.
It doesn't.
It's like a whole grandfathered thing that I started was well before I started.
In 2008, right? Mm-hmm. Or prior to 2008.
Right, because at that time we had both a sick leave bank and a vacation banks.
Oh, okay.
And so when it was moved to just PTO, those of us who had a whole lot of the sick leave bank mm-hmm. left, that's what got rolled into the ESSLB.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so basically as time has gone on, we've either used it or people have left the organization. Mm-hmm. So there's only a handful of people who still have it.
So that makes sense. It really doesn't affect, right. And it really doesn't affect very many people, but everything should just match.
Yep. Okay, that makes sense. Then.
Good questions.
Thanks.
I had a question on RL, what is that, way at the end, or maybe, no, I'm sorry, that's not personnel maybe, that's in the regular meeting, never mind. So do we have a motion to approve these personnel changes?
Yep. Yeah, I'll just take it now. Yep. So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, that might be it. Next meeting will be, Brandy, when's the next meeting? June what?
I don't know if we will need a June personnel meeting.
Okay.
We will have a finance committee meeting, but we can keep you posted on
that. Okay, just to be determined then. All right.
Wow.
This is my first meeting, and wow. yes.
Yes.
Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Ed. Adjourned at motion, or all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned at, 5:44.